go down in Harlem, and we play a game of chicken in the Crimea with Russia. How you doing out there, America? Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of America Tonight. Sad thing that happened in the morning on Wednesday, 9:30. People were flying out of windows, as it was described, buildings collapsing just like that. Boom. What happened? It was in Harlem. And the reason they collapsed is because it was a natural gas explosion. So three people confirmed dead, 74 people hurt, more people missing. And this collapse and what made part of Harlem look like a war zone was because of a gas leak. I mean, it rattled Manhattan. It shattered windows. You could feel the blast blocks away. Smoke could be seen throughout parts of Central Park because of the location. Very near the collapse, groceries flew off shelves, debris floated around the air. And that's a scary thing anywhere in New York City. So Con Edison is the name of the power company. They come in, and they said they had no warning of anything, except for moments before reporting a strong odor of gas before the blast. It was too late. Then it exploded. A 15-year-old boy's skin was badly burned. He had broken bones and internal injuries. A woman who was pulled from the debris is being treated for critical neck and back injuries. Very, very sad. Does it make you wonder what's happening in your neighborhood? There have been a couple of these explosions in other parts of the country. And then it's a question of who's in the neighborhood at the time and who misses what happens. The numbers of neighborhoods with old pipes is part of the key to that. It's the infrastructure. I think very, very scary. Very, very scary, and something to look at. Building budgets, city budgets, to try to go back and look at pipes as much as possible. And if you do smell gas, for goodness sake, wherever you are, get out of that building. Too often someone says, well, I'm not sure it's bad odors. Who to call 911? Just get out. You can always go back, but you can't get your life back. Speaking of getting your life back, Malaysia plane missing. No signs of a missing jet have been found at the site where they had these satellite photographs that popped up on these Chinese satellites that showed floating objects that looked like they could be plane debris, but they haven't been able to prove that at this point. So we've got this mysterious aviation disaster. And lots of questions, but nothing new to end the nightmare for the people who had husbands, wives, mothers, daughters, friends on that flight. And where did it go? I mean, that's a mystery. So disaster slash mystery. And I was scribbling down planes I knew that disappeared, and for the first one, of course, that immediately came to my mind. Different situation in the size of the plane, but Amelia Earhart, vanishing in the Pacific, no trace, 1937. And of course, people always think of the Bermuda Triangle and what happens when something disappears near the Bermuda Triangle. Five torpedo bombers disappeared off the coast of Florida in the 40s. And then that's where it really started, the big buzz over the Bermuda Triangle. They kept being called that. The Navy had two planes that went to investigate, and they vanished as well. That's scary. Then there was the TWA Flight 3 that crashed in the mountains of Las Vegas. Visibility wasn't there, all that stuff. They couldn't find the plane. So there are a ton of aviation disasters that we could point to. But the questions about Flight 370, was it an act of terror? Did the pilot try to commit suicide? What brought this plane down? If it's down, we're assuming it's down. I'm assuming it's down. We don't even know it. How do you find the plane? What do you do to try to find the plane? There's so much we do not know. Although, because of this, fake passports now, the red flags have gone up on that, with so many people being able to get fake passports in Thailand especially. So this brings that even more to light. Because you had two passengers who boarded the plane with stolen passports. And who knows if we get to the bottom of this in this year. I sure hope so. Because then it's going to bubble up every now and then. But to not have a way to get to the plane, boy, that's just awful. And nothing, I mean nothing, has been ruled out. The stuff I've already mentioned, terrorism, pilot error, hijacking, mechanical malfunction, all still very real possibilities now because the plane is missing. The plane is missing and we don't know. It's so odd. If I said to somebody, hey, want to see me make a 777 disappear? And, of course, with a little fake 777, I could do that. But never thinking that we would hear a story about this kind of a plane in this kind of circumstance. Because I keep asking the same question. Where did the plane go? Where did the plane go? And we don't know. We don't know. Satellite images aside, because now it wasn't what they thought. Reports bubbling up of the last message from the missing plane. Little new factoids, but nothing as far as recovery of the plane, the wings, any signs of life or any of that. No, no, no. The answer is we do not know. We do not know. All right, I can tell you this for sure. Coming up on America Tonight, we've got some odds and ends we're going to jump to, including the fact that more people pounded the drug firm to get the FDA behind one little boy's fight for life. That's next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
And you're going to love this, although it may be too late. There was the plight of this 7-year-old boy. His name is Josh Hardy. And there was a question about whether he should get life-saving treatment. And it was for this drug. So a member of the board of directors at Chimerix blamed government regulation for the company's reluctance to give Josh the access to their main drug. A drug that he needed, and said that, listen, the FDA. So what's happened is Chimerix announced it would begin a pilot trial for that particular drug. It's an antiviral drug that's been proven to clear up a virus in children within 2 weeks. So he'll be the first patient. They refused initially to give it to him because he had developed that virus after undergoing a bone marrow transplant and emergency access to the medication. But after getting criticism over their denial, they reversed their decision on Tuesday night because so many people were enraged that they wouldn't give this kid that drug when they saw these sweet pictures of him and what he had gone through. That's it. They caved to that. They said they didn't want to utilize the FDA's expanded access program because they thought it would interfere with their phase 3 clinical trial on the drug. Anyway, the FDA has a program called, thank goodness, because you know this happened a while ago, compassionate use. So it allows patients to use drugs outside of clinical trials in order to treat serious or life-threatening diseases with no alternative treatments. So that clause was able to kick in with the FDA to give Shimerix the ability to give him this treatment. I mean, you talk about your head ready to pop off. I listen, the sweet 7-year-old who's had his body racked with all kinds of things needs access to the specific drug, which the FDA is clearing for you, but you're not sure you want to do that. Ugh. And a lot of people have reached out to try to get comments on it, but not too many people want to comment on it. The CEO of the company has been massively criticized for how they handled the case. A representative for a thing called the Max Cure Foundation, a pediatric cancer charity, offered to pay for his treatment. But when they contacted the CEO of the company, they said that he hung up on them when they were talking about the situation. So to explain the kind of virus, it's an acute infection that can be deadly in people with a compromised immune system. So doctors at St. Jude's Hospital recommended that he be treated with this drug, but the drug wasn't approved by the FDA, which we were just saying. So it prevented his family from getting access to it. But thanks to the reverse decision, he got the drug on Wednesday morning. Thank goodness. Because what a sad, depressing story is that. A chance to maybe save this kid's life, going over all the hurdles, and then being shut down by the company who's got this drug. They're scot-free on this. There's no blowback for them. It can only be positive. Positive, especially if this helps him. I mean, obviously, especially if this really helps him and there's significant change, then they win. And it probably gets it to market maybe a little bit faster, but it's a clinical trial right before their very eyes. So this shows you the power of the people, because people were enraged. People wrote, people called, people started slamming around the CEO, and it led to this happening, which is awesome. It's worth a shot. And I'm sure the parents feel the same way. I'm sure Josh's parents feel the same way. Oh, please, can't we have access to this? Can't we have access? And now they do. So that's a good ending to that story. Hopefully an even better ending. But at least, there's a chance of that drug helping him. Thank goodness. I mean, that's like the best news I heard all day. Because everything's about the plane, then you have this terrible thing in Harlem, and finally we get our silver lining story, and that is there's the silver lining. Silver lining in that one. All right, executive overreach. I know it really, really ticks you off. But the president is exercising that muscle. In fact, it's pretty strong. And one of the things that has been ordered is he's going to order the Labor Department to expand overtime pay requirements to include a lot more workers. A lot more workers. I think some people in the business world are not going to be happy about this. So he's going to make the announcement Thursday at the White House. And the announcement is that you got to pay for the overtime for millions of workers that are classified as executive or professional employees. They have to be paid that. But some people are saying, well, this is going to lead to a reduced staff, a smaller staff, a cut in pay. So if they push it through, then there are certain other workers that will have to scramble to adjust. I mean, fix the system. Fix the system instead of being all over the map on the strategy here. First, the federal minimum wage, 10-10 to from 7-25. So this is another challenge, another strategy to circumvent all of that. And the key thing is, if you're the guy or the woman who you need the job, man, you just need the job, whatever it is, who cares? But then because the company has to shrink because they got to pay this overtime and they can't mess around and have comp days or whatever, then they have to cut somebody or cut a few people. And then that's when it's dicey. Because somebody who they just want to hang on to their job, they got their job, then they get the tap on the shoulder, and all of a sudden, it's not their job anymore. And where are they going to go? That's the sad part about that. One last thing here, just because it goes with what we're going to talk about the rest of the week. I thought this was interesting. On Wednesday, the top American commander in Afghanistan issued a very, very important warning saying that the country would disintegrate quickly if the U.S. withdraws completely by the end of the year. It was General Joe Dunford who was testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee and said the Taliban would view the withdrawal as a victory. Al-Qaeda would be inspired to return, women would suffer, and the Afghan security forces wouldn't be able to complete the necessary training that they need because that hasn't happened. So does the withdrawal mean ditching all people or leaving some people? And that was what was going to happen originally. We're going to leave some people. But Hamid Karzai has not signed the agreement at this point, so who knows what happens at the end of the year. Stay with us. We're kicking the can to the other side.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Howdy. Hello. How you doing out there? And beyond our borders, too. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. How many of you look to what happened in Harlem and think, geez, I wonder what's under my neighborhood? Maybe you know. Now, we have a lot of listeners that are very thorough, and they probably have the complete history of their house and know exactly what's going on in their neighborhood. I cannot tell you the same for myself. I would have to go down to the courthouse and find those sorts of things out. But I'll tell you, it is frightening to think of eroding pipes and then you have a gas leak. And before you know it, unfortunately, the situation that they had in New York, what they had happen a couple of years ago in a suburb in San Francisco, had it happen in Pennsylvania. And, you know, it's kind of like the sinkhole thing, but scarier even. Because a lot of times they catch the sinkholes in time. There was the one where the guy got sucked into the sinkhole in his room, which was, I mean, just astounding in Florida. But it was his first, the sinkhole deal was, oh, it's okay. We're looking at it. It's not that big of a deal. Then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, things are sinking in Florida. We got all kinds of sinkholes that are popping up and not just in Florida. So you might want to look around for that. So now it's time for one of my favorite things that we do on the show. It's called Fruits and Nuts Shredded or Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! All right, Nathan Reeder joins me for this one. Nathan, are you ready?
Woo!
So there's a story about this. It's sad. If you're an outdoor person and you've never seen the redwoods in California, you better hurry up and go and see them. They say that what's happening in Northern California is they're starting to chop some of them down. One, because they're making way for commuter trains in Northern California. So preservationists are hoping that maybe they can stop some of it and allow the redwoods to continue to stand, but I don't know that they're going to have great success with it. When you think of redwood, think of, incredible trees, 52 feet tall. 52 feet tall. And they have sections where you have green leaves and then you have white leaves, and they call it the albino sections, and it's just really incredible to see it. They're also determining that some of the trees have to come down for safety reasons because they say mutated, especially like the ones I described, redwoods, are too close to the tracks, so they would have to do that. It's a safety thing because what if it fell over? So I don't know. You've got trains coming through or these the incredible phenomenon of Northern California, of certain sections of the redwood forest. It's even in a song, to the redwood forest, this land was made for you and me. You know that song. Nathan, what do you think?
Oh, well, shoot. I think shredders everywhere have that covered already, so I'm not going to say shred it. They'll get to that eventually. I'm going to have to say bingo just because, you know, that's a real story, and that's a hard, real story, but, you know, they are some pretty cool giants that would be nice to keep around.
That's what I think. I think it'd be nice to keep them around, what you could do to keep them around. I mean, because we're talking about a 43-mile stretch that's supposed to open in 2016. So they'd have to, I think they're going to have to take down a lot of those trees. They'd have to do it. And they say to mitigate the trees' loss, the rail project would have to plant 20 redwoods elsewhere, but it'll take thousands of cuttings to try to preserve it. So it's not going to be easy to do it. That's the bottom line. It's not going to be easy to do it. So it's redwoods versus the trains. I can just say this. I'm glad I saw the redwoods. I have pictures somewhere, and I can say I saw them, and it was pretty cool, and there wasn't any trains in the background or anything. All right, here's our next one. You got fans and the law, a lawsuit. A handful of Idaho hockey fans sued a Boise arena this week, saying they were duped into thinking a $7 beer contained more brew than a $4 beer. The lawsuit says that CenturyLink Arena, home of the Idaho Steelheads, that hockey team, defrauded customers by charging $3 more for a tall, narrow cup advertised as a large that actually holds the same amount of beer as the shorter, wider cup described as a small. I wonder if they'll win that lawsuit. What do you think, Nathan?
Oh, sure. You know, me and CenturyLink, I'm gonna have to go with shred it because, you know, I mean, I hope they win. It's just so dumb and real at the same time.
It is. It's so dumb and real. I like the way you said that, because here's the thing. They're duping people. They are. They're lying. So that's worse than false advertising. Don't mess with my brew. So people come up and they get $7, and they might as well have paid $4. They should have just gotten $2 for $4, and it would be a little bit more. I don't, you know, it's wrong. They're right. I think they're right to be upset, and I guess that's why they filed the lawsuit, just to prove the point of, this is really stupid. Are you kidding me?
I go to some restaurants, and, you know, the people that want to have your business, they will figure out ways to make your weird requests happen without just going, oh, I guess I'll just charge the full amount bureaucratically, or whatever they do to skip out on actually, you know, really, really making sure their customer actually likes to be there and buy stuff from them.
That's what I think. I think the customer is king. And even if it gets on your nerves, if you're in that business, boy, I think you do whatever you can to keep the customer happy. And that's not going to keep them happy by exaggerating sizes and changing them. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. All right, here's one for you. Taco Bell. When you think of Taco Bell, you know, they're always coming up with these clever new tacos with crazy names and different things in the tacos. That seems to work well in a lot of cases. But now they're turning to something else. They've decided that customers can buy Taco Bell themed socks because they partnered up with an apparel company and they've got socks that have tacos, burritos, and tostados on them. So, Nathan, fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
Did they partner with Fruit of the Loom? I'm going to go with that.
Fruits and nuts.
Yeah.
Would you wear socks that had tacos, burritos, and tostadas on them?
Yeah, but not if there was a Taco Bell logo on it.
Yes, and there is a Taco Bell logo on it.
I would probably just get one of my, you know, hipster friends to make some.
Make some for you. There you go.
Yeah, it'd be pretty. I feel like they already have. Tacos are pretty popular in the world.
They are pretty popular in the world. There's no question about that. I would have to agree with Nathan. Fruits and nuts. I don't think I would wear, I mean, I don't, you know, I don't have a big hang-up about what I'm wearing, but I wouldn't wear it with the Taco Bell logo. There's just something about that that kind of creeps me out.
Well, it's more like, would you really buy it? Would you buy
it? Yeah, I wouldn't buy it.
There you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it. How many people would buy it? Yeah. How many people would buy it? That's the thing you got to think of. Because I just wouldn't. I would just probably get solid socks. I don't know. It just wouldn't be the thing that I would do. All right, this is crazy. This is a new study that just came out that says there's a good chance that rush hour traffic could increase your risk of heart disease. I think I can see why. Because then, well, they're saying the danger from car fumes, for one. They're saying how you get upset when people cut in and all that kind of stuff and you're waiting. You know, you get the road rage thing going on. That it increases the chances of you having a heart attack. What do you think, Nathan?
Easy. Bingo! Come on, all of our poor cortical, it's just, it's heavy, man. That's heavy. That's easy to see. It's happening.
I think so, too. I think the road rage is so up. I think people don't pay attention when they're driving because they're on the phone now and everything else. And it annoys other people who aren't. I think people, and not everywhere, because I've seen plenty of people that have let people in. Like, you know, when you have to merge, you let one car in, you go, and then another car comes in. But some people don't do that, and that gets people upset.
Well, you know, I think you're just paying attention to so much stuff that naturally creates kind of a stress,
tension.
Sympathetic, nervous system going on.
Yeah, it creates tension. You're tense. You're uptight. You're in a hurry or whatever. Luckily for us, woohoo, everybody listening to America Tonight, give yourself a pat on the back. Pat on the back. Can you hear me patting my back? Because guess what? We work on the ever popular third shift, which they say now there's about 35 million people that do the so-called 35 million people plus. That's just in the United States that do the third shift thing where you're working late. So we don't have to deal with the traffic. We're not dealing with the rush hour traffic. And what's weird is when you're not used to dealing with rush hour traffic and then you have to go somewhere earlier, whether it's in the morning or in the afternoon, late in the afternoon, man, I can't believe how long rush hours are. And I'm saying even in small places, big places, rush hours. I don't know about all of you. I mean, here's a great question. What time does rush hour start in your neck of the woods? Does it start like around 3:30, 4 o'clock? What are people doing that the roads are jammed at 3:30, 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock at night or 6:30? That just doesn't make any sense to me. Stay with us. Great interview coming up. You do not want to miss Kevin Camps next.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's been 3 years since that tsunami, think about that, crippled a big chunk of Japan right there at Fukushima, and everything that's resonated with that power plant since then. We've talked about it along the way. Joining us in our virtual green room, we're hoping he doesn't blow away, is Kevin Camps from Beyond Nuclear. And there's so much to talk about with that horrible plant catastrophe that happened, and it continues to roll on. Kevin, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So now as we look at this 3 years later, what are your concerns in seeing what's happened with the reactor problem and then another reactor problem? What kind of a job, in other words, do you think the plant is doing after that initial accident with the tsunami?
Oh, it's an ongoing catastrophe for the ocean, for example. They're having 80,000 gallons of radioactive groundwater flowing into the Pacific Ocean every day that's radioactively contaminated. And just today, Tokyo Electric and its American advisor, a former chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission who we butted heads with a decade ago, named Dale Klein, he's a paid consultant now to Tokyo Electric, they floated a trial balloon today about releasing really millions of gallons of highly radioactive water that's currently stored on site there into the Pacific. So this is, you know, a catastrophe already for the ocean, and they want to make it a whole lot worse.
Wow. And there's a good reason. I mean, of course, we care about the people in Japan, but we should also be concerned just from, I think, the point of view on the West Coast, don't you, of the Pacific Ocean, and what's going to happen with that radiation. That's got to be a concern.
Yeah, it's ironic timing. Here we are on the third anniversary, and the oceanic plume is just arriving on the west coast of North America. So it's already reached the Canadian shores of the Gulf of Alaska. It'll probably reach Seattle next month and then work its way southward from there by summer. So, you know, bioconcentration of radioactive poison in the food chain is kind of the risk. And U.S. standards for food are 12 times weaker than Japan's. So we could be importing food that's unfit for human consumption in Japan in terms of radioactive contamination.
Wow, 12 times weaker?
Yeah, the numbers are 100 becquerels per kilogram in Japan. That's the permissible limit. Here it's 1,200.
Oh, that's awful. And so there are a couple things to be concerned with. Obviously, the water, obviously the Pacific, and of course what we're talking about with food as well. And so when people hear this, because you know the tendency is, well, that happened in Japan and it's terrible and we feel awful, but oh, it's a bunch of nonsense. They're trying to talk about what's happened with the plant and the radiation fears. I mean, these are real fears. You're going deep on this at Beyond Nuclear, aren't you?
Yeah, we're a watchdog on the nuclear power industry, mostly focused on the U.S. industry, and we have 23 identical twins to Fukushima Daiichi here in the United States. So remember, Fukushima Daiichi was a General Electric boiling water reactor of the Mark I design that melted down times three at units 1, 2, and 3. We have 23 of those, same vintage, identical design here in the United States, and our Nuclear Regulatory Commission is as much in collusion with our industry as the Japanese regulator was over there.
Wow, so 23, and when we look at those reactors, do you think people should be concerned after they're seeing this catastrophe with Tokyo Electric?
Well, you know, we're looking at 50-mile-an-hour winds here in Washington, D.C. tonight, and the power keeps going out. If you lose the electric grid at a nuclear power plant and the emergency diesel generators don't work, you are in a heap of trouble right away. That's exactly what happened at Fukushima Daiichi. It was an earthquake that took out the electric grid and a tsunami that took out the emergency diesel generators. There's so many pathways to catastrophe at U.S. reactors, be it a tornado, which has happened. There were Fukushima twins that got hit by a major tornado at Browns Ferry, Alabama. And, you know, by the skin of our teeth, by sheer luck, by the grace of God, they were able to get the emergency diesels running. But we have a long history in this country, 75 instances where emergency diesel generators were called upon and they didn't work in the past decade or 15 years. And one of those examples in Ohio was a tornado strike on a nuclear power plant, and then the diesels didn't work. And they had a very dicey 48 hours at that plant. They had to keep bringing back to life the last remaining diesel generator, and it gave up the ghost just after they'd restored the electric grid. That's how close we came to a meltdown in Ohio in 1998.
Wow. And you know, when you talk about nuclear power and then you look at France, and they'll say, listen, this is what you should be doing because it's cleaner, it's safer, it's all these things, 1, 2, and 3. But that's not true when you scratch the surface. As you said, 75 instances is pretty frightening, I think, especially when you're just scraping by the skin of your teeth. Why don't people know more about this?
Well, the Prime Minister of Japan, who was serving during the Fukushima crisis, Naoto Kan, just said that the nuclear power industry in Japan is the most powerful political and economic lobby in their country. And I think the same can be said here in the United States. Certainly, the nuclear industry is one of the biggest players in town in Washington, D.C., and at the national level. And part of that is a huge PR machine. And so they have a lot of money to throw at brainwashing people, especially locally. You know, a lot of times nuclear reactors are the biggest source of tax revenue for a county that hosts the reactors. You know, they throw their pocket change around, but it's the biggest charitable contributions to local nonprofits. They just kind of buy their way into acceptance in a community. So a lot of times it takes outsiders who are not on the take to raise a stink. And we're seeing that in places like Vermont, where the state of Vermont and the people of Vermont finally said, hey, look, we've had enough of this. Fukushima Twin, and it's going to be shut down by the end of this year, which is really good news.
And that was because the people were really diligent in pushing that and checking safety and looking at numbers, right?
It was a 40-year campaign, all told.
Yeah.
Way before Fukushima, they got the state in the right place, and, you know, they prevailed.
There's definitely movement afoot to create more nuclear reactors, more nuclear power plants, I'll call them that. Do you think we'll see more of them in the United States?
Yeah, the industry calls it the nuclear renaissance, and we call it the nuclear relapse. And the only way that they've gotten away with even breaking ground for two new reactors in Georgia, two new reactors in South Carolina, is gouging the ratepayers. So you've got groups like ARP, which are up in arms because these retired people are not going to see 1 watt of electricity delivered to them before they pass away. It takes that long to build atomic reactors, and yet they're being charged. They've had a half dozen uprates on electricity bills in South Carolina in the past few years. And it's not even enough for the Georgia reactors. They've gone to the federal treasury. They've gotten loans and loan guarantees to the tune of $8.3 billion out of the Obama administration. This is just a money-making machine for these companies. They don't even care if they actually build the things as long as they're getting paid all this money.
But wait a second. I thought that the Obama administration was about green and alternatives.
It's a part of that lobbying power. I mean, I remember when Obama said, no lobbyists in my administration, we won't do business with lobbyists. Well, the nuclear lobby is alive and well in this country. They spend something like $1.5 million a week lobbying Congress and the White House. And this nuclear loan guarantee program is an example of that. Obama tried over and over again to majorly expand the amount of money involved. We're talking tens of billions of dollars. It was a tremendous grassroots victory that pushed that back. And once Fukushima went down, he didn't bring up these huge expansions anymore. But they did grant this $8.3 billion for two new reactors in Georgia. If it goes belly up, the American taxpayer gets left holding the bag.
Do you think it's one of those things where, okay, Fukushima, people take that to heart, but then there's other people's, like I said, well, that's in Japan, but, and I hope this never happens, but if we had another Three Mile Island or whatnot, or we saw some kind of a catastrophe, would that be the only way to really take this down?
I hope and pray not. That's our job on a daily basis, is to try to prevent nuclear catastrophes. But, you know, the power of this industry, they have done all they can to, you know, suppress the truth in Japan, suppress the truth in Chernobyl, even suppress the truth at Three Mile Island. It's always a battle to get the truth out. And, you know, one of the myths is that no one died at Three Mile Island. Here we come up on the 35th anniversary of the Three Mile Island meltdown later this month. Believe you me, if you talk to people who live downwind and downstream of Three Mile Island, there is an epidemic of cancer. There's epidemiological studies like Steve Wing at University of North Carolina who found increases in things like lung cancer immediately directly downwind where the radioactive plumes would have traveled at Three Mile Island.
Wow. Kevin Camps, Beyond Nuclear, thanks for coming on the show. If somebody wants more information on what you guys do, where do they go?
Yeah, our website is www.beyondnuclear.org.
All right, keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Bye-bye.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.